Governor Phil Murphy gave his State of the State address Tuesday, where he talked about building a, quote, a stronger and fairer New Jersey. And it's getting a lot of reaction. David Matthau, reporter for WHYY News, was at the State House, and he joins us now. David, welcome into Studio 2.
Thank you so much, Cherry and Shirley. Great to be with you guys.
Yeah. So we're going to walk through some of the major takeaways, and we're going to start with the economy.
Inflation, high interest rates, the aftermath of a pandemic, and the tail end of supply chain disruptions. Let us unite together to continue addressing the biggest challenge facing our families, the fact that for too many, the cost of living is too high.
Now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you put that in context for us, David? What's going on in New Jersey with this affordability issue, and how are these comments resonating?
Well, I think they are certainly resonating, and affordability, as far as New Jersey is concerned, is not a new issue, as we know. This was a big issue for the November elections, and the Democrats basically ran on the affordability issue, that they were making efforts in many different arenas to help families make it through and improve their lives. And they won more seats than had been expected. So this is not exactly, you know, a revolutionary new idea. It's one that definitely resonates in the state of New Jersey, because the Garden State is probably one of the most expensive, if not the most expensive, cost of living states in the entire country. Taxes are always a big issue, property taxes, general state of living as well. So not surprising that the governor really pushed this as a main theme of his speech, I would say.
And I feel like, though, the Republicans definitely chimed in their rebuttal, saying this just was not enough. And I think we have a clip to listen to.
Right. I believe it's Assembly Representative DeMeo, John DeMeo.
Mm-hmm. Let's give it a listen.
Unemployment is going up. Costs are skyrocketing. Taxes are too high. Spending is way too high. More money needs to be left in the pockets of ordinary working New Jerseyans so we can keep the real economy afloat in New Jersey.
So I guess, David, you know, I was looking at some of what they were saying, the Republicans, in the rebuttal, and some of the quotes were so damaging. It was like, New Jersey, and you mentioned it too, the single most unaffordable state in the nation, that we are just the highest tax state. I had no idea. I live in Delaware, but I mean, these were some harsh words. And then they were kind of saying these goals are sort of pie in the sky goals.
Well, yeah, I would say that the whole issue of affordability, again, is going to resonate strongly with people, because you have such a large majority of folks in New Jersey that really do struggle to pay their property taxes. And a lot of folks, it's not easy just to make ends meet from week to week or month to month. So on the one hand, again, this is not exactly shocking that the Republicans would bring this up. However, I would say, in fairness, the Murphy administration has made some significant improvements in this area, most notably the Anchor Tax Rebate Program, as well as the Stay NJ plan, which will cut property taxes in half for people who are 65 and older starting in 2026. This still has to happen. There is no exact guarantee that this will take place, but people are looking at this as a specific way to help folks who are older in Jersey stay in the state and not have to actually move out because they can't afford to live there. I think the Republicans, you know, are trying to make the point that they have been arguing about these issues for years, and they have, but Democrats have been as well. And I think that's why, you know, there's been such a push, such an emphasis on affordability, you know, as a front burner issue in the state.
Yeah. Another big issue that Murphy talked about was a moonshot idea on an AI. We have a clip for that as well.
Today, with AI, I believe we are at the dawn of a new era. So now in 2024, it is time for New Jersey to lead the world in shaping a new emerging realm with incredible promise: generative artificial intelligence.
AI has been, you know, out there for a lot of us in a lot of industries. What is Murphy promising? Is it clear here?
You know, AI moonshot sounds pretty exciting, and I'm sure that bars across the Garden State will figure out some kind of a drink and call it AI moonshot within the very near future. However, it's unclear exactly what the governor has planned here. He talked about the idea that government needs to be a catalyst to bring together innovators and leaders to invest in research and development, and, you know, try to really create a situation where New Jersey is established as a home base for AI-powered game-changing. But what does that actually mean? We're not sure.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I think if you mentioned AI, most people would think about it in terms of, you know, maybe a robot being able to go get you a beer from the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what artificial intelligence kind of registered in people's minds. Of course, it's changed dramatically at this point. But this is all so new that I think the Murphy administration, in particular the governor here, wants to try to put the state government front and center in developing these kinds of plans that will hopefully help people, you know, and not result simply in just a few small groups of people making a huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how this is going to shake out, the nuts and bolts of this are not clear at this point.
Yeah.
And really remain to be seen.
Okay, so Murphy's term's coming to an end, his wife Tammy running for U.S. Senate. What are the rumors now about Murphy's future political career?
Really unclear, because there had been talk, of course, that he might run for president if President Biden decided to step aside. That does not appear to be the case. Murphy himself, there's a lot of conjecture about what he may or may not do. I think part of it may depend on what happens in his wife's campaign to capture the nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Bob Menendez.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole situation is a mess for Democrats. But I think it was smart that the governor really pushed front and center, you know, his desire to really improve the economy, make life better and more affordable for Jersey residents. Because this is certainly a theme that we would expect Tammy Murphy to continue to push, you know, as she runs in the upcoming primary election.
Well, thank you so much, David Matthau from WHYY News. We appreciate your insights and for being on Studio 2.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.